Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the Wanna Eat Podcast. This is episode 13. We're going to be talking about video game peripherals, like explain what they are, what we used back in the day, what we use now, weird ones, and just a whole bunch of other stuff on this awesome show today. Enjoy.
Yo guys, what's going on today? Welcome back to the Win On Me Podcast. My name is Ryan Smith alongside my co-host, the one and only Jordan. What's going on today, Jordan?
I'm doing good. What's up, man?
Nothing much, really. Got a few cool little stories here. Been playing some pretty fun games, though.
Yeah, you have.
You've
been playing enough games for both of us.
Well, yeah, I haven't played a little bit of a lot of games. Well, not a lot, but why don't you go ahead and start us off, though?
Okay, yeah. I've been really busy with, you know, life and whatnot and work, so I haven't really been able to play a whole bunch of games, and also some people are visiting, and they're sleeping in my living room, so that's where my setup is currently until I, you know, relocate everything. But I haven't been able to play as much as I'd want, but I still got some gaming in. I'm, like, halfway through this chapter of Half-Life, no pun intended. It's probably one of my favorite chapters yet.
You want to give us spoiler, you want to throw a little bit of what's happening.
So Gordon gets captured again. That poor guy. I love seeing where he came from. Because in the second one, I'm like, why is this man so angry? And why is he just beating these people to death with a crowbar? I mean, granted, you're the one controlling him, but still, it's just like, he is so angry, and I get it now. Like, I am with this man. I feel it. By the second one, he is just done. He is taking names.
That's funny.
And it's just because he's been through so much. And it's like, as the story goes on, I'm like, okay, nothing else is going to happen. And something else happens. And I'm like, this guy. Okay, so throughout the whole story, you got, like, the scientist guy. And I'm like, how are you not dead? Every time I see you, I shoot you in the face. And you still come back. And he's like, hey, you know, they're tracking you.
He sounds like, what's his name, in Resident Evil, Wesker.
And so, you go into this one part of the map, and he's like, hey, they're tracking you by your suit. And, you know, we're keeping track of you, too. And I'm just look at him, and I go, like, why don't you just take the trackers out then, man? Like, if the army is hunting me, just take the trackers out. But he doesn't. He just lets you roam around with the trackers in, so you're still having to fight all these baddies and stuff, which I understand. But still, it's just kind of like, this particular level I'm in, it's one of the most, like, aesthetically pleasing. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks really cool.
That's awesome.
I took a lot of screens, or not
killing
a lot, a couple
crab heads or whatever.
Yeah, killing crab heads, killing some,
You got the gravity gun yet?
I haven't got that yet.
Yeah, shoot that.
I just killed the alien shark monster. I didn't realize it was in the water, and I was like, whoa, it is insane. That actually traumatizes me a lot, just because it's just like,
maybe I should play this now.
It's pretty great, man. Like, you fight this alien shark monster thing, and you gotta have a tranquilizer gun, and it's really cool. It's like,
I know it was, like, mechanically, it was very innovative.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, just different things, you know. It's just a really cool level. I'm excited for, you know, I like when people come to visit. It's cool. I'm glad they can come down and enjoy where I live and whatnot. But I really just want to be able to play video games. And I want to beat this game. I should have beaten it already. But it's just with work people.
People understand, though. Life gets in the way sometimes.
That's true. And I've also been playing some Overwatch. Haven't played any
me too.
Competitive yet. But, you know, I really want to get into competitive. This season, I want to try to actually, you know, do well. Been practicing some heroes. I've gotten fairly decent with Pharah, and I think I'm gonna pick up some Doomfist, maybe.
Doomfist. I've been playing some Overwatch too. I have played some competitive. Not a lot, maybe like 10 games. I had like 5 really solid games and then 5 trash games, so I got a little salty and quit. So it's making me think, and I kind of want to try the looking for group system, just because, you know, get people in there that actually want to win as a team, so you won't get any diving Reinhardts or Battle Mercies or anything. trying to throw the game on purpose or not, it still gets really, really annoying. So I may try that out. I am excited for the game. I've been playing a lot of off-tank lately. I'm actually pretty good at it. And there's a new off-tank coming out, hopefully in the next couple weeks. It'll probably be like a month before he's on competitive, but I'm still excited for Hammond.
Yeah, he's a cute little guy.
Hamster in a tank. That's crazy. Man, that's funny. Yeah, I know funny. Some people were mad, but I think it's funny.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't think about this until someone mentioned it in a Twitch chat I was watching. But he's like, if I kill Hammond and he pops out of the mech like D.Va, I'm done. I'm done with this game.
Oh, man. It'd be so hard to hit him. Like, he just runs off. Where'd he go? Where'd he go?
I want somebody so bad to make a video of that. So if any of you are Overwatch animators...
Really, if you're really freaking good at... I guarantee you that will happen eventually. Somebody will make an animation of that.
Well, what I want to happen is I want him to be destroyed and then pop out of his mech and then kick D.Va out of her mech.
Yeah! Like, that sounds funny. Yeah. Like, sounds like some Master do or something.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
Or Dorkly. Or...
Oh, yeah.
So. I've also been playing... Sorry, you had anything to say?
No, I was just gonna say it's just really cool. It's a good time for Overwatch.
I think it is.
I feel like they're fixing things.
Yeah, hopefully. It seems like it is. We'll see in time. Exactly. But I've continued playing Prey a little bit. I know I said on the last episode I'm still stuck, like I said back then. I'm probably gonna get back into it though. But the game that I've really been putting some time into in the past week or so is Hollow Knight. I picked that up on the Switch. Along with some other games, because the Steam sale and a lot of companies have been having sales, whether it's GameStop or Steam, even like PlayStation stuff, has been having a lot of sales. So I picked up Hollow Knight on my Switch, and it's really, really good.
It's a cool looking game.
It is. It's really pretty, really kind of hauntingly beautiful in a way. You like this weird little bug thing, and there's like a bug kingdom. It's kind of like a Dark Souls / Metroidvania thing. Like, it's hard like Dark Souls. Of course, Metroidvanias can also be hard, but
correct.
Yeah, like it's like kind of medieval-y type like Dark Souls. It you kind of like when you die, you go back and get your souls, similar to Dark Souls. I'm saying souls a lot, but the one difference is you have to like fight your souls to pick them up. It's interesting. Yeah, so, and, like, there's, like, bosses kind of akin to Dark Souls. But it's also, like, Metroidvania-like. That's
okay.
Like, there's a, like, a map you can fill in, go find different objectives in different parts of the map.
When I saw this, I honestly thought it was, like, Shovel Knight, but he died. And I thought it was like a weird Shovel Knight sequel. And I was like, that's cool.
Man, I wish Yacht Club would make a new Shovel Knight. They keep making DLC, though. Yeah. But it's like, you could get upgrades and new attacks and new weapons. And I'm assuming new weapons. I haven't gotten one. Which is very similar to a Metroidvania. So I've really been enjoying that. Really, really, that's really good game. Really solid mechanically. And I know that Team Cherry, the people who made it, have been doing really well, because I think they sold somewhere north of 250,000 maybe units on the Switch alone, and it's only been on the Switch for a couple weeks maybe.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, this game has been really popular with everyone. So
yeah,
if you have a Switch
really been enjoying it.
Or
PC
or something that can run Steam, pick up this game.
Yeah, it's really like great. It's cheap. It's like $15. You can probably pick it up for $10 on sale. Yep. It's really great. The last thing that I can say that I've really put any kind of time into, I thought y'all might enjoy this just because it's something new. I was watching some like speed runs on YouTube. I watch them every once in a while. I usually watch this guy called Jesus Here's Toast. He's a Bloodborne speedrunner. But I was watching some like old AGDQ footage on YouTube. I really enjoyed that. It's a cool event. I may check it out next time. Live or something, I don't know. But I don't know, I just thought it was really cool to see people, like, sometimes, you know, they break the game and that's cool, sometimes they figure out routes that are really cool. It's just really interesting to see people that are so skilled, but in a kind of a different sense, you know, not just like mechanically.
I found myself watching Super Monkey Ball speedrun.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy! I watched a second of that. It's insane.
Like, and I was like, I don't know how I got to this page of Twitch, but I'm okay with it.
It's insane. Like, the Super Monkey Ball runs. Yeah. Do yourselves a favor. Watch. Look up Super Monkey Ball speedruns. It's insane.
Yeah. I'm like
it'll be like, go finish.
It's like I blinked. What happened?
It's insane. It's awesome though. It's really fun. I think that's it for games we've been playing though. So let's move on to the news. The International Olympics Committee will host an esports forum later this month. This is from PC Gamer. If you guys want to check this out, Jordan, hit me with the details of this.
Okay, so everybody wants esports in the Olympics. I personally think it'd be cool. Obviously, it would definitely shake up some things Obviously, it would, you know, it would make some people mad because you can't make everybody happy.
Yeah, you can't make everybody happy. But I think most people, even my grandfather, it clearly takes skill to do this. And he's 75 years old.
So, exactly. You know, and pretty much the main quote of this article is, "We're pleased to be hosting our first esports forum, which is a great opportunity for both the Olympic movement and representatives from the world of esports and gamings to begin a discussion, listen and learn from each other, and understand the potential opportunities for the collaboration. We look forward to a really engaging discussion," which is awesome, because these professionals, they work so hard
at playing video games. They put so much time in it. They put as much, if not more time in it than professional, quote-unquote, normal athletes.
Yeah.
They're just as talented. It's just in different ways.
Yeah, and honestly, I would say they put more of their life into it just because you can go practice at the gym and have community and stuff. Not that esports gamers don't practice at a practice range or whatnot, but it's like it's not that it's hard for them to have a social life. It's just that you play the game so much and it's at your house or at, you know,
that is true.
In front of a computer, you know, you can't really. You know, it's hard to find time for yourself.
If you put, 12 hours a day into lifting weights, you're going to blow your knee out. You know, you can't put that much time into playing football because you'll hurt yourself.
Yeah.
And you might hurt yourself in video games, but it's less likely, I guess.
Yeah, you know, just ice your wrist, put some gunner glasses on or, you know, any other glasses that protect your eyeballs and play on.
I've got a friend who's a semi-professional gamer. He's been doing it on and off for years, and I've talked to him about it. I did, I interviewed him. He's like, he's played sports, like traditional sports. He's like, I put more time into video games. He's like, I put 10 to 12 hours a day, you know, when I'm trying to really hone my skills and improve and, you know, win events and things. Well, you know, you're not going to put anywhere near that amount of time into basketball or football.
Heck no, you can't because your body can't handle it, you know? And I think it's really cool. I'm excited.
I think they deserve to be in it, and it's interesting to see this conversation move forward.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm super excited about this next one.
Yes.
Okay, we talked to y'all not that long ago about Castlevania. Season 3 had been announced, but season 2 had it, I don't know.
Yeah, they didn't announce it, which we obviously knew it was coming because they announced season 3.
Yeah.
So season 2 will feature 8 brand new episodes. It's going to be coming out October
26th. Yeah, that's the big thing. That's the big news, I guess, quote unquote, is Castlevania anime season 2 on Netflix finally has a release date. Yeah! This is from US
October
Gamer.
26th, man.
So it's spooky. It's going to be spooky time.
Yeah.
Man, if y'all haven't seen the season 1, go check it out. It's so good.
It's
awesome. So good. The voice acting is great. The art is great. The music.
And it's only 4 episodes.
It's only 4 episodes. I was sad it was only 4 episodes.
I know. Like, man, it's like, coming from me that, like, I just love, like, voice acting and animation and art.
It's really good.
It's awesome.
I wonder if there's a Japanese. I don't know if there's a Japanese, but the English voice acting is really, really good, though.
It's really good. Like, the animation is beautiful.
It's like Full Metal. I'm not saying it's as good as Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood's acting, but it's pretty close, honestly. Like, it's one of those things that I would recommend watching the English. I don't know if there is a Japanese. But, you know, you watch Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood dubbed. You watch maybe Helsing dubbed or something.
Exactly.
Like, it's that good.
Yeah, there's not many things that I would say, hey, I'll watch this dub. But also, like, for me, it's one of those things you could pause it at any moment, take a screenshot.
It's beautiful.
And it'd be an awesome wallpaper.
I'm so excited.
Anything. Like, even though it's going to be, like, I was like, man, 80 episodes, I want more than that. And I was like, hold up. I was like, the first season was only 4 episodes, and I loved that. I've watched it twice. And I was like, this is 8 episodes? That's double the episodes, man. That's like...
8 to 10 is probably... I think 8 to 10 is a good number.
Yeah, especially for a second season.
Yeah. Now we just need them to announce the actual second season of 7 Deadly Sins. And
I know.
My gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
Yep. We will... If we start an anime podcast in the future, we will talk about
that'll
that.
That'll be a topic every week. Where is it? Stop lying to us, Netflix. It's fine if it's not going to come out. Just let us know.
I will happily do a whole episode dedicated to 7 Deadly Sins if we start an anime podcast.
Super excited about this news, though.
Yes, I'm super excited about this.
Man, it's just so good. I don't want to rant on it too long, but it's great.
Castlevania is awesome. Go watch it.
It's so good.
Show some love on Twitter. Just, you know.
I know the game. Sorry. Go ahead. I'll say this to wrap it up.
Just show them some love on Twitter, man. Like, I know some people are like, I don't want to tweet them. They're an official Twitter account. No, they like positive encouragement. You know, retweet their stuff. Like their stuff.
You're not going to get a virus or anything?
No.
I only interact with things where I get a virus.
I just started doing this more often just to let content creators know, hey, I like your stuff. Even if it's like... like an heart emoji or like a thumbs up, you know,
you tweet a lot. I never thought you would tweet as much as you do.
I do tweet a lot. It's just because, like, I don't know, I guess that's my only really social media. I have others, but I just use Twitter the most.
Yeah.
And so a lot of it's just interacting with
Twitter is the only one I use, except for, I guess, YouTube. That's different.
But go show them some love on Twitter. Let them know, hey, I like this scene, or, you know, can't wait for season 2. I'm excited for season 3. You know, or, you know, just whatever you want, man. Just send them some love.
Oh, yeah. The last thing I was going to say is, I know Castlevania isn't known, I guess, for a story. It's kind of, obviously, it's a simple story. But the story is actually really interesting and intriguing. I just want to throw out there one before we move on to the next bit of news, which is the free legendaries for July in 2018 have been revealed. This is on GameSpot.com. Okay, so you can get these. These are going to be for Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, and it's going to be Thunderous and Tornadus. There's a pretty good amount of little details here. It lists what they can hold and what attacks they'll have and levels and stuff. I don't really want to go through all that because it'll take way too long. But you can just look that up for yourselves if you're super interested.
And as always, you'll just get them via the mystery gift feature on the game's main menu.
I was thinking how to do that. You could get it through, okay, continuing the trend, the legendaries will be given out in different ways depending on your region. U.S. residents can pick up a free download code for the Pokemon at the electronics section of Target from July 13th to the 28th. Europeans can download the legendaries over the Nintendo Network gift via mystery gift from July 6th through the 22nd. And Canadian players will receive a code in the Pokemon Trainer Club newsletter. That sounds like a pain in the ass, Canadians. I'm sorry. I don't want...
Yeah, it does. That sounds terrible.
What is that about? I don't know.
But
if you want to know more about the moveset, the levels, items they might be holding, you can check out this article on GameSpot. It's Pokemon Free Legendaries for July 2018 detailed. Here's how to get them. So check that out real quick. It's really cool. I like Tornadus and Thunderous. I didn't put a whole lot of time into Black and White, but I always thought that they were cool Pokemon, you know?
Yep.
I know, Jordan, is that your favorite Pokemon?
It is. It's my favorite Pokemon game, yeah. I like Black and White a lot. It's in my opinion, it has the best story.
That's what I've heard.
So.
All right, let's move on real quick from here. There's not much to talk about, I guess, on that. I just want to have another episode of the Pokemon podcast.
Exactly. I'm excited for this next bit of news. It's Rainbow Six Siege Summer Skins, man. yeah, I don't know why I'm excited about this because
I mean I think skins are cool looking.
I like the skins. I just the game hates me. Okay.
Oh yeah. That's true.
I don't have any sound in the game, listeners. I even submitted a ticket and they're like, we'll get back to you in 2 days. And I was like, okay. And so I emailed them back. I was like, hey, you guys haven't got back to me. And they're like, yeah, we don't know how to fix this. And I was like, thanks.
Should you try to get a refund or something?
No, I'm not worried about having a refund. I'll just keep it, and maybe one day I'll patch. We'll that randomly sucks. Fix it. Yeah, I tried playing without any sound, and
no, wow, you can't do that.
No, you can't. It's mad. It's like I was an infant with no arms. It was. I couldn't. It was.
Wow,
I couldn't
that's
play,
pretty
man.
Graphic.
It was. It was so bad. I was so bad at the game. These Summer Splash skins, man. That's a cool way to do a loot box.
Oh yeah. This is cool.
It looks
it's
awesome.
The loot boxes, quote unquote, are packs of what looks like Capri Sun.
Yeah. The coolest thing about this, though, there are no duplicates.
Oh, there's no dupes?
Yep, no dupes.
That's awesome.
And this is from the Rainbow Six Siege section of Ubisoft's website. Yeah. Probably my favorite one that I've seen so far on this website is Wild and Weiss. It's like, that looks so cool.
What is that exactly?
Wild and Weiss.
Yeah.
So soak up the breeze with IQ's exclusive and limited customization items from the Sunsplash collection. The Sauron Chill uniform, Easy Train headgear, Summer Bloom weapon skin, and Flip Flop charm are available only on the Summer Splash collection. It looks really cool.
I think I'm on the wrong website here. If y'all want to check them out, I'm sure they're really, really cool. The ones I've seen are pretty cool. There's like a scuba suit one.
Yeah.
And there's like this one that has like a, looks like a D-bag with like those 90s runner sunglasses on.
And he has a popsicle stick in his mouth.
Yeah, it's a popsicle stick. So I'm sure I like cool skins as long as the way you get them isn't gross or anything.
Exactly.
This may bring me back into Rainbow Six Siege. I don't know. I like the game. But I don't know. I do. I may have to get back into it because of this. I'm not sure.
Man, people are always worried about games. Man, they're always worried about stuff.
They're always worried about stuff.
Always worried about stuff. Like they're worried about single player games.
They're worried how that Bethesda's gonna stop making single player games.
I'm sure there's a whole section of people on the internet that
it's
are
probably a Reddit for
this.
It.
Probably.
r/ don't let people make multiplayer games anymore.
Yeah, I saw a Reddit earlier today that was r/ Thanos is right.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, that's terrible. But yeah.
There's a so US Gamer has an article if you want to check it out. Todd Howard is saying that Bethesda isn't done with single player games. Todd Howard.
I was just gonna say this is pretty cool. I'm excited.
I mean, it says Todd Howard, Fallout 76 doesn't mean Bethesda is abandoning single player experience. I don't really understand why people keep like this. Clearly, single player games aren't going anywhere. He said, anyone who has ever said this is the future, and this is why gaming is dead, has been proven wrong every single time. We like to try it all. For a long time, we wanted to try a multiplayer game, and we had this idea. We shouldn't be afraid. We should try it. So people are freaking out because of Fallout 76, and now they have a card game, and they have an Elder Scrolls MMO, and they're like, Bethesda's not going to make any more single-player games.
Single-player games.
But, I mean, Bethesda kind of made their money and their mark with single-player games, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be a new Fallout, traditional Fallout. There's going to be a new Elder Scrolls. You know, they just released DLC for Praise coming up, and then they had one for Dishonored. Wolfenstein's coming out on Switch. It's not already out on Switch. I think it just came out. Like they're not going anywhere. Like single player games are here to stay. I mean, Breath of the Wild sold really well. Mario Odyssey sold really well.
Exactly.
Persona 5 sold really well.
There's always going to be people that want to play single player games.
Yeah,
there's always going to be people that want to play just multiplayer games. You know, there's always going to be variety players. You know, people are crazy. You know,
people are so. You know,
people.
This is the best thing in the world, or this is the worst
exactly.
thing in the world. Best or worst. That's
exactly.
not how it works.
It's just about what you enjoy, you know? And this is going to be a baby rant. It's nothing bad. I just want to say, if you have an opinion, and it's not the same opinion as mine...
That's okay.
And I'm cool with that. We can even have a lighthearted debate about it. But at the end of the day...
Fight.
Exactly. At the end of the day, we're going to fight.
To the death on Todd Howard's corpse.
Of course. It's going to be
love you,
like,
Todd Howard.
Yes, we love you, Todd Howard. But at the end of the day, just... make sure you're respecting people. You know, it doesn't matter if you like this and I like
that or
whatever.
Don't get so up in arms about everything.
Exactly. There's people that are trying to go to war over stuff. And I'm like, dude, it doesn't matter if you like this anime and I like this anime or I like this
anime. The other anime is going to be available because both animes are popular.
Exactly.
Slice of Life and Shonen are both popular.
Exactly.
MMOs and RPGs are both popular by themselves. Neither one of them are going to go away.
Exactly. You know, it's just like, let people enjoy the games they enjoy. And it doesn't matter. You know, just because I don't enjoy puzzle games doesn't mean that puzzle games are terrible.
Yeah, I like puzzle games. But, I don't like all of them, but I like some of them a lot. Catherine was amazing. Can't wait for the remaster. But,
you know, but
don't freak out.
Exactly. Don't freak
out. Don't be so... what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. But it basically means don't freak out so much over things like this.
Yeah.
Don't get so hyperbolic, you know?
Exactly. I didn't really follow too much of the Fallout 76 news from E3 and whatnot, but it has Bethesda's stamp on it, so I will probably...
I'll look at reviews and stuff at the very least.
I'll probably look at like the first 5 minutes of gameplay or something and see if I like it, and see what it's all about. But Bethesda's never really let me down.
Nah, they haven't let me down, not that I can think of. I mean, the Fallout 4 DLC left a little bit to be desired, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it wasn't bad. It just...
I
didn't even play it, really. I bought the season pass like an idiot. And I didn't... I don't know. I just didn't have time to play it either, really. And I did... I don't know. But that's water under the bridge. And that doesn't really... I can't... like, I'm not going to put that on their future.
Yeah. And the cool thing is, this is more Fallout universe for people to enjoy.
Yeah.
More cosplays for people to do.
It's interesting, too, because there's going to be... I think... they said that there's not going to be hundreds of people in a server together, like in WoW or something.
Yeah.
There's going to be dozens. So there might be like 30 or 40 people in a server.
And that's what interests me the most. Because, you know, playing MMOs like I do and whatnot, there's like thousands.
Yeah.
And hundreds. And, you know, it's just tons of people. And so this way, you know, you could make a little...
community.
Yeah, thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Community. You could have like little friends and stuff. It's interesting.
It's at the very least, it's interesting. Don't get so mad or before you even know everything about it.
Yeah, and the people that are saying...
don't pre-order it either. Don't pre-order it either.
Yeah, don't pre-order. And the other people that are saying Blizzard should sue Bethesda for using the number 76, that's stupid.
Oh my gosh. I didn't hear that. That sounds really dumb, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into this, but it's just like, 76, Overwatch owns the... Overwatch does not own the number 76.
No.
What the mess. But anyway,
I'm sure they probably call him Soldier 76 because he's he's like the Captain America of Overwatch. So, and 76 is, you know, 1776.
Exactly.
So they wanted to correlate that, which is exactly what they're doing for Fallout. That's even dumber. I don't even want to get into that. Holy crap.
Fallout 76 comes out November 14th for PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
Jordan,
don't worry, Switch. Your port is coming soon.
Did they announce that's coming to Switch?
No, but here's hoping.
It might. Don't give up hope. Jordan, you ready to talk about some free games?
I love free stuff, man.
Man, you know that Twitch Prime is giving away... okay, this sounds like an ad. This isn't an ad. Twitch Prime is giving away 21 free games this month. That's insane.
I saw that.
I'm not going to list all these.
No, me neither.
This is going to kind of go under news. This is the last news item. And it also goes under Deals of the Week. But 21 free games throughout the month. On different days, they're giving out different games. Some are out for like a week. Some are only out for a day or two. So check your Twitch loot every day. Some of the games that are coming, this is some really good games. I'm only going to list a couple. But Pillars of Eternity and Brutal Legend are both coming. Those are just two of the games. And Tacoma is also coming. It's a really good game. Just check your Twitch daily and weekly for these just free games if you have Amazon Prime.
Or and even Prime. If you don't want them, just hit download. You might want to play them one day, and they're free.
Yeah.
They'll just stay in the Twitch cloud until you want to download them. I mean, might as well add them to your library. There might be one day where you're like, I need something new to play.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sure, why
you
not?
Know? That's what I did. I'm downloading games, and I'm like, I don't know what this is. Download, download, you know, whatever. Cool, they're free.
Yeah,
thank
there's
you,
a lot of good games. Like, Twitch is pretty dope. There's also...
Twitch takes care
of
the people.
Of course, PS Plus and Xbox Games with Gold have also, since it's the beginning of the month, they've got a new free lineup. A couple of the games you can get for PS Plus. You can get Zero Escape Time Dilemma for Vita, which is really interesting game. You should go check that out if you have a Vita. And then Heavy Rain for the PS4, which is, of course, kind of like a walking simulator mystery type thing from David Cage. If you like mysteries, if you like... what's it called? What's the name of the game that just came out?
Horror, Suspense, Anthem?
No. It was made by David Cage.
Oh, dang it.
Did you say Anthem? Anthem isn't out?
Sorry. I'm excited.
It's like a mystery, murder mystery type game. If you like that kind of game, check it out. Oh, it's,
Beyond Two Souls?
No, it's the same people who made that. Boy, that came out like 6 years ago.
I know.
Detroit is the name of the game.
Oh.
I was trying to think of something complicated name. It's just Detroit, like, Become Human or something like that.
That's what it's called, yeah.
So go check that out. And then there is a Splinter Cell game coming out for Xbox. So if you like Splinter Cell and you don't have one for Xbox, you can check that out. And then the last deal of the week is Amazon Prime Day is coming up soon. I don't even want to attempt to try to figure out what's coming out for that. But
everything, man.
Just check out what's on your Amazon wish list or all these insane. It's not the greatest. I'm not even gonna lie. It's not the greatest deals in the world, but you can always usually catch at least a couple things that you might need or want. You know.
Exactly. You know, you save a buck here and there. You know, and you can chuck in a buck somewhere else. So.
Chuck in a buck.
Yep.
Gonna get sued by the Weekly Planet.
I hope not.
All right. The topic of today or this week's podcast is video game peripherals. Jordan, you want to explain what a peripheral is? I'm sure everyone knows, but there might be a couple people.
So a peripheral is just a fancy word for accessory. It's how you connect with the game. So whether that be a driving wheel, a boxing glove, think of all the stuff that came with the Wii U that you ended up losing pieces for.
At the very basic, it's like a controller or a headset.
Yeah, it's just like a controller, and sometimes the controllers look like real-life items, whether that be a golf club or a gun or different things like that.
Guitar.
Yeah, guitar.
All right. So. I guess we're just gonna kind of have a little open discussion here. It's the best thing.
There's so
do that.
Many of them.
I remember when I was a kid, back when we were younger in the like '90s and early aughts, as they say, you had to use memory cards and stuff. That was it's kind of crazy looking back. And, like if you didn't have a memory card, I hope you were really good at the game.
Yeah. Some people don't understand our woes, man. We had to delete save files back in the day because there wasn't enough space on the memory cards.
Man. Oh, yeah. If you had, like, a new big game or something, you might have to delete an old game just to be able to save it.
Yeah. You know, you don't have to do that nowadays, kids, which is great for you guys. But back in the day, it's like, do I really want to delete this game?
It would be like having to delete a game off your drive or something.
Yeah.
Except it comes preloaded. Like there's, like the PS2 had no internal memory.
So, yeah, it was insane.
So you had to buy separate memory for it, which is, I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world, but it was kind of annoying when I first really had to buy it myself and had to delete games, like Jordan said. There was a.
It wasn't cheap either. I mean, it's still not cheap.
I mean, they weren't that expensive, but they were just expensive enough to be annoying.
Yeah.
There was one game, Animal Crossing, that came with its own memory card. I don't know if it was... I swear it was only like 50 megabytes, though, or something, which didn't seem that big. But, I don't know, maybe that was bigger than most memory cards back in the day. I really liked it, though. I think I still have it somewhere. It was really fun. But then, you know, you had the, like, controllers, like we said, or peripherals, but they had, like, these super weird controllers. Like, you would have... of course, a normal controller, and then you would have something like a fighting game controller, like an arcade stick, yeah, which, yeah. They're weird, but you only really use them for fighting games, so that's interesting. Yeah. I've never actually used one. I mean, I play like an arcade cabinet, so I guess I kind of have.
Yeah, but you've never had one you actually can plug into a console.
Exactly,
or a PC.
Exactly. But then you had like weird, like you had their like gun controllers and freaking Guitar Hero, man. You remember Guitar Hero?
Oh yeah, that game was pretty.
Guitar
great.
Hero was like the Fortnite of the early 2000s. I swear that game took over the world. Everybody had
that
Guitar
and,
Hero.
Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, DDR, yeah. I think Guitar Hero.
But I think Guitar Hero was definitely bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just.
It was rhythm games in general got really big.
Yep. You'd go over to your friend's house and they'd either have Guitar Hero or they'd have a DDR pad.
Well, yeah, or both. I think I had both.
They were both.
I had the DDR Mario version.
Oh, yeah, that was a thing. That's cool. Huh.
I don't know if it was.
What if it only lets you play the Mario songs?
I don't know. It may have. I don't remember. It's been so long. Honestly, it might have. Oh man, I had something really weird that I forgot about. But then I forgot. No, wait. I said forgot twice. Dang. It may have come back to me. Okay.
Something I used back in the day that I'm not proud of is an action replay.
Oh yeah, I'm proud of it. I don't care.
Action replays, man.
Action replays and Game Sharks.
Yep. I used Action Replay for Pokemon Diamond.
Oh, really?
To get a whole bunch of stuff.
Get like 999 Master Balls?
Yep. And I just went through and just... I remember catching like a whole bunch of legendaries. Just like... So I have multiple copies of a whole bunch of Pokemon and they're all just sitting in the Pokebank.
Yeah.
Well, at least I hope they're still sitting there. I didn't pay for it. So they might have all...
They've been... They had like... You know, a purge of your Pokemon.
I mean,
they
probably
took
them
back
probably
and just took care
that's
of them, man.
I mean, that's probably what happened. So, or they just gave them away to people. That'd be crazy if it happened like that. But yeah,
that'd be weird.
I did use an action replay back in the day, and my friend finally got to the point because he was just like, "That's cheating! No,
no, yes, cheating. But why do you care?"
Exactly, and he like I remember like. It was a really weird situation. He, like, wouldn't let me eat at his house.
What the hell?
Why is your friend so weird?
Yeah,
he wouldn't let me eat at his house. And so I was like, fine. And so I broke the action replay in half. And I was like, can I eat now?
I would have broken him in half. Man, you ain't never... You're done here. That's what I would have been like. You can't. I can't eat at your house. Yeah, we're done. We're done, okay? Have fun. We're done. I can't eat at your house, but shut up! Man, I'm gonna use Action Replay, I'm gonna use Game Sharks. I don't care. My gosh, why do you care? Nintendo don't care. Like, it's not like you're pirating the game or anything.
I know, but I just remembered that now, and it's just, looking back, it's so funny, because nowadays I'm like, I don't care. I'll use a walkthrough, I'm not scared. You know?
It's so stupid. It's so weird.
It was stinky and stupid.
That's bizarre. That's weird. Yeah. That is weird, man.
It was weird.
That's
I was
so
like, what?
Freaking weird.
It was. Yeah.
That's weird. I'm like, I don't even know what to say after that.
Did you ever have a power glove?
No, I didn't have a power glove.
Well, look, man, I knew you were a cool
kid. Exactly, I ain't got no power glove. Who had a power glove?
I didn't. I wanted one.
I didn't. I was like, this is stupid.
Man, like, power glove.
I don't even know when those came out. Like, I don't even know if it was from the NES or the SNES, but... What do you know? Is it a controller? It's just a big, dumb glove.
It is a controller. It has all the buttons on it, man.
Why is this a thing?
Because people like things in Japan.
Nobody liked the power glove. What are you talking about?
I'm pretty sure they did nobody like liked it. And it was for the NES.
That's what I thought. I was thinking it was for the NES.
And it came out in 1989.
Jeez, what? Nintendo is weird.
It is. It was discontinued in 1990, and it was only $75.
That's way too long. That's way too long. It should have been discontinued in 1989.
Exactly.
The year it came out.
So, the price with price influx, what it would cost in 2017 would be $150 roughly.
Oh my gosh, what?
Yeah.
And they, I don't know what they're thinking of that.
I don't know, man, but yeah. It makes me think of VR, you know?
VR is actually cool, though.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying, like, if we, like, went back in the future and went back in the past and showed the people with the Power Glove VR, they'd be like, whoa. Like, that'd be intense.
I'm sure they would be crap their pants.
Probably. That's something I want to get into in the future, though, is VR.
Yeah, I think it's got a lot of cool applications,
it does.
I don't know, we haven't really gotten there yet.
I know. I want them to get there, but, you know, they're working on it.
I think it's sold decently cool well. Stuff. Yeah, it'll in the future, it'll be really cool. But let's talk about something that's not... why am I trying to...
Segue into a topic? I don't know. Into our main topic that we're already into?
Yes, yes. Well, the freaking... I'm just trying to, I guess, make this not sound so sharp turnish. But did you play the... did you play Hey You Pikachu?
I did.
Did you like it?
Yes, because I'm a very weird person that likes very odd video games.
I rented that game from Blockbuster, and I don't think they gave us the controller. So, Hey You Pikachu had a controller, right?
It did, and it had a microphone you could plug into it.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much just like, imagine like a super old school microphone with like a... And the boomstick of it was just like a yellow dandelion-sized ball. And you would just yell at it and be like, hey, Pikachu, don't do this.
And it would
hey, Pikachu.
Never work.
Yeah, and it wouldn't work a lot.
I rented it from Bob and said, I don't think they gave me the mic. I think they just gave me the... Because I'm like just screaming at Pikachu. He's like, suck my balls. I do not care.
He's just like
staring at me with empty, soulless eyes.
He's like, what'd you say to me?
Nothing. I'm sorry, sir.
Sorry.
that's what I thought.
I liked that game.
It's interesting,
man,
there were some weird things. There's a lot of weird things.
Like the Wii football one?
I thought she was going to say the Wii. Like the Wii by itself. I was like, yes.
Like, I mean,
there was an actual football?
Yeah. Like you would put the controller into the top of the football, and then you put your hand... Like, where whatever the white leather part is called, you can tell I'm not into sports, because I don't know any of
these terms. Are you talking about the laces?
Yeah, so you'd put the controller where the laces would be, and then under the laces...
Wow, you're such a nerd. Holy crap.
...is hollow, and then you'd put your hand in there, and you'd hold it, and you'd throw it.
That sounds
like
an Indiana Jones puzzle, like someone get their hand cut off or something.
No, it's pretty much just like the top half of the... Of the football is a bowl, and then it's rested on top of the bowl is a Wiimote.
Man, the Wii was garbage.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I love... There's a few games I know that are really good, but the Wii is so bad. It was so bad.
Yeah.
Was it... Man, do you remember... this is going back a few years. Those link cables, like...
Oh, yeah.
Man, those are, like, an old school, like... 90s kids, like, you know, beyond
anywhere,
a 90s
man.
Kids list, you know.
Exactly.
You gotta trade your Pokemon, you gotta battle your Pokemon. They're basically, if anyone doesn't know, just cables that you connect your Game Boys to, because there was no infrared or Bluetooth or anything back
Imagine a USB cable, and you just shove them into your DSs, and then you transfer like that.
They both had
to be connected. And you battle.
You had to trade your Haunter... You had to trade your friend's Haunter for your Machoke so that evolve, and then you keep your friend's champ.
Yep, and then you hope your friend trades them back.
Well, you got to trade them. You both have to trade a good Pokemon, so you won't be like, all right, bye. Like,
exactly.
I'm going to kill you if you don't give me my Gengar back.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, I'm trading Gengar. It's like, oh, okay. It's like, why is there a Metapod? Oh, I don't know. Game glitch. It's supposed to be a Gengar. You know?
All right, I'll see you tomorrow. What?
And that's how you that's how we lost friends back in the day.
No, that's how people lost their lives, kid.
Look, I was trying to keep it PG, okay? Fine.
PG, baby, we're PG-13 all the way.
That's true.
I don't know what you're talking about, kid.
You ever use one of those mice that had a little ball at the end on the bottom?
What do you mean? Of course I did. That's what all mice. all mice until 2005 had that in them. I don't know what you're talking about. Did I use it? Did I ever use a mouse in a public library or at a school from the years 1954 until the year 2005?
Yeah. I just wanted to get a rise out of you.
Like,
but I love those mice, man. They're so cool.
They're so bad.
Like, they are bad, but I liked getting frustrated with them because you'd be trying to play like an FPS or something. You'd have to smash the mouse.
That might be one of the reasons I didn't play computer. The only computer games I played until like 2014 were these garbage, like weird. They weren't Brazilian, but the characters were like
South Brazilian.
The characters were from South America, I think. But they
were playing like
they were educational
Gold
games.
Rush, Puyo Puyo.
I'm playing a Puyo Puyo. I want to play Puyo Puyo though. I've heard it's good.
Yeah.
But no, they were like weird educational games. But yeah, like these mouse. It's so interesting and weird to think about how all these the mice now have these lasers. I don't think there's no way anyone still has a ball mouse.
I mean, I've seen people use on like PC Master Race and stuff. I've seen people that play games that use the. Well, not the ball one, but like when the ball's on the top side, looks like an 8-ball.
Yeah, those are like, weird too.
I've seen those. I used one of those back in the day. I actually was thinking about buying one the other day because I don't like the mouse I have. Now it's just some kind of whatever from Newegg that was on sale that I didn't get the rebate for, and I'm still salty about it.
What kind of mouse do you have?
I honestly don't even know the name, man. It's like a black mouse with no labels on it, and it has like a glowing velociraptor-looking claw R thing. And it has weights inside of it, but it's really garbage. So I need to buy a new one.
I mean, I use a Death Adder, but I've heard good things about, what's the name of that company?
Corsair.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I've heard a lot of good things about a lot of companies. There's, okay, not a lot. There's like three or four that I've heard good things about.
But I'm thinking about getting like a Red Dragon mouse or something because that's the keyboard I'm using right now. Okay. Mostly because it looks cool. But I might get one of those little ball, trackball mouses. And try it and see what it's
Maybe it's just me. I feel like I remember them getting like all gunked up and stuff.
Oh, and they probably do. You probably have to clean them.
I don't know. No one's like if you go to a library and you know use the 1 megabyte a month internet they had, and just use the gunked up weird ball mouse, and just unpleasant experience.
Oh, man, I can buy a Logitech tracking
mouse. That's the one I was
thinking
about. Logitech. They make really good mice.
Yeah, I can buy one for $22 on...
I don't think the one I think the one I'm talking about is... I don't think I'm talking, we're talking about the same one.
Probably not. But I'm probably going to buy one of these and try to play Overwatch.
Do you remember real salty. I don't know what you call them. The lights that you could hook up to the Game Boy Colors and Game Boys... Like it was.
So you could see your screen. Yeah, I had one of those.
Because they didn't have. I think the SP was the first game where they had a light. A
backlit screen.
Man, oh man, I have my SP right now. Not right. I mean, I guess I still have it right now, but yeah. I have it. Still have it. I love Game Boy SP.
Man, the one thing that I've thought about buying over the years that I haven't bought, just because I know I can play them on my Switch or my 3DS, is a Game Boy Micro.
Really.
Like, yeah, I don't know why. It just seems so cool.
Yeah, when that first came out, it seemed kind of cool, but...
Even now, I'm just kind of like, I kind of want one, but, you know, I don't want to pay that price for
it. I think that was the last Game Boy that they ever released.
It was.
Rip, pour one out for Game Boy. It's only been 12 years since the last one came out.
Exactly. Maybe they'll do an anniversary one or something.
I mean, they release, like, you know, not skins, but editions of their consoles that have... Like SNES or, you know, I think there's like maybe a GameCube color or something.
Cool. If there was a preloaded, like how they're doing the re-release retro systems, if they did that with the GameCube and it's loaded with all the GameCube's greatest hits.
Oh my gosh, that'd be insane. I don't know if they'll do it or not, but they don't. I mean, they're doing in 64 one first, which I would also be cool with.
I would also buy that. I would buy that like before I bought a bunch of other things.
Oh yeah, like. Man, I do love the N64. Speaking of peripherals here, we had like these, like rumble packs you bought, and I think they also had memory on them or something.
Yeah, they did.
But it would make your controller vibrate, right. Like you know how.
Yeah.
Like there's no built-in vibration in 1997 or whatever. we had to buy that outside the box.
It's people are like, I was talking to. like some friends of mine, and they're like, "What do you mean?" I'm like, "What? Like back in the back when I gamed, man, like you, things weren't like this. You had to buy the memory. It didn't come on the system. You had to
get the
vibration."
Yeah. I mean, they had memory, but I don't know.
It's not a lot.
No, the Nintendo had memory on the cartridge. Yeah, exactly.
I was just talking about it in general.
Oh, yeah.
It's just... Man, what other accessories did they have for the 64?
I'm sure there's a ton of weird ones. I know that the GameCube had that thing where you could connect your Game Boy Advance to the Game Boy. Like, there was a little mini game you could play on your on Animal Crossing where you could go to an island, but the island would be you connect your Game Boy to the GameCube, and while you're playing Animal Crossing, you'd go on an island, but then you'd look down and you'd be like you were playing like a Animal Crossing game on your Game Boy Advance, which is really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, they also had something like Chao Raising and Sonic Adventure, and I think there was a Pokemon one too. It was really cool.
Huh? Did you ever have the Game Boy camera and printer?
No, I didn't. Although I've seen those online, there's some really cool pictures. Like if you go to the Reddit, there's some really cool pictures. People still take pictures of those things today.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'd like to have one.
Oh, oof. Did you have a? You had an N64, right? You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you have the? I don't even know what it's called, but it basically let you play Pokemon Yellow on your game on your Nintendo.
No.
Yeah.
Why did I not know that was a thing?
Seriously, like there, you know how Nintendo 64 controllers have those giant. It's where you put the rumble pack, you know.
Yeah.
There was some kind of weird thing, I don't know what it's called, but you put it in there, and then there was a slot for your Game Boy games, and you would put Pokemon Yellow in there, and you could play Pokemon Yellow on your N64.
That is awesome.
I know, man.
That's so cool. I mean, granted, my 3DS has Pokemon Yellow on it now, but I would enjoy it.
Is your 3DS a Nintendo 64?
No, it's way cooler.
What?
But...
Are you talking about...
I'm saying the N64 playing Pokemon Yellow on there is way cooler than playing on 3DS.
Oh yeah, because I mean that's just an emulator. Well, this is just weird and crazy and wacky.
That's really cool.
It is. I know.
Man,
there's a reason I put 10,000 hours into Pokemon Yellow.
Exactly. If you guys know what that accessory is called, let us know. And if you don't know what it is called, let us know. Still.
Let us know that you don't know.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. So. Man, there were some good ones. There were some bad ones. I had
really weird ones.
There were some real bad ones.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You ever have any driving simulators?
No, I did have. I had a airplane simulator, though.
Yeah, I had a driving simulator. It was kind of like...
Well, I've played driving simulators before. Are you talking about
super serious.
Oh, are you talking about like Gran Turismo and stuff?
I've played those.
I just never had a steering wheel or anything.
Yeah, I had a steering wheel with like the shifters and the gas and the brakes and whatnot. And looking back, I kind of wish I would have told my parents not to get it for me.
I wouldn't want one of those.
Well, I think what had happened was it was like the way they announced it or whatever was like, this is like the new thing, racing games.
The new thing, racing.
And they were like, oh, let's get him this. And at the time, I did enjoy it. It was
I'm sure
a lot
it's
of
interesting
fun.
And fun.
Really cool.
There's just other things I'd rather have.
Yeah,
I mean, so. I played those kind of games. I just never really had a steering wheel. I did have a joystick airplane controller thing, which was cool. Yeah. I don't know. You know how you pull up to go up and you push down to go down,
mm-hmm.
like on an actual airplane. I think that was fun. I don't remember much about it because I was really young, but yeah, I had one of those.
I mean, that works. I forgot that the Xbox had a external DVD player.
Wait, what?
Like, so the Xbox wouldn't support DVDs.
Yeah, because the PS2 did.
Yeah, and so you could have a HD DVD player. You could plug into it, and it would play DVDs.
Oh, that's interesting. I guess it makes sense. I mean, the original Xbox did not sell well. Man, you could drop an original Xbox off a building and it would put a dent in the concrete. Holy crap, the thing weighed 25 pounds if it weighed anything. My gosh, and the controllers were like just big must.
I'm pretty sure the controller gave people carpal tunnel.
You'd just
destroy your shin.
Yeah, I'm okay. I just kind of hit my knee. I'm fine though.
Okay. Thanks for not crying live on the air.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
They heard somebody talking about how much they liked the original Xbox controller not that long ago.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I liked the original Xbox a lot. I mean, it had Fable and Halo and Grab by the Ghoulies, and I liked it.
Okay.
But, oh man, okay, this is super random. But we talked about Guitar Hero earlier, but do you remember did you have the Guitar Hero for the DS?
I didn't, but I played a friend's, and it was
fun. That's weird.
It was weird, and it hurt my
hand. It's like, my knuckles hurt afterwards, but it was actually weirdly fun. They, like, shoved an entire Guitar Hero controller down to the size where you could use it on your 3D,
DS.
You would, like, but, like, the whole DS was the guitar. Like, they took this weird thing where you could plug it into the Game Boy Advance slot, or the Game Boy slot, and it would have, like, the buttons to play guitar, and then it would have a strap that went on around your wrist, and on one screen it was, like, the crowd or something, and on the other screen was the bridge or whatever.
Yeah, the music.
And then, like, then it gave you a little pick, which you kept in the weird guitar thing.
Yeah.
And then you strummed the touchscreen to play.
That was one of the many things that destroyed Nintendo screens.
Oh, yeah, man. They really did not like their screens. Ranger just destroy your screen.
I mean, the fact they came out with metal styluses.
They came out with metal styluses? My gosh, that's dumb.
Yeah. I mean, the tip was plastic, but the actual... It was like collapsible.
Yeah, okay.
So...
I mean, I kind of want a new one just because mine was like halfway falls out and stuff. It's annoying.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of weird. There was one. I wish I could remember that one that I thought of like 20 minutes ago. But I guess if I think about it, I'll tweet about it or something.
Yeah, I remember playing the. You ever have, what was it called? One of those Tony Hawk.
Oh yeah. I hated it.
I wanted one so bad.
It's not
but
good.
Now
like,
but now I longboard, so I don't care.
It's not
but
good.
Still, it's just kind of like, I'm like, at the time, I was like, this is so cool.
It's
not, I get a skateboard in my house.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
One thing I did enjoy, so when I used my PS3, I had the, what's it called? Whatever that gun is called. It's pretty much like the PS3 version.
I mean,
of
I've
the
used.
SNES
yeah, yeah. Oh, man, I had one of those Duck Hunt games.
Duck Hunters.
Yeah, those were kind of fun.
So it was pretty much like that. And that was a pretty cool experience. She used the...
I had one of those for like Killzone or something. I never used it.
That was kind
I
of fun.
I never used it.
I
did have a PlayStation Eye, though, that I used way too much.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, I used it way too much. I played it... I bet I put like 100 hours into that stupid thing between me and my brothers and sister. Like... It's I don't know. I guess it's kind of a precursor to the Kinect. You just kind of stood in front of it, and there was a bunch of dumb mini games that you played, basically. Which, I think it just was the Kinect. Never mind. Except it didn't watch you all the time creepily.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing as the Kinect. There's been a lot of those. I feel like the Wii flopped the hardest though with video game peripherals.
I mean, it had a billion. You mean just
flopped
as far as weird, like bad ones?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it had like the tennis racket one, and apparently a football one, a golf one.
Yeah, I think it even had a bowling ball somehow.
It probably did. It had a race car one, I know, for playing Mario Kart.
So, yeah.
Why are you so quiet? You're freaking me out.
I'm
I thought you were going to say something, and then you didn't.
Oh, no. Sorry. No, I was thinking of if we wanted to keep talking about this or if we wanted to wrap up the show.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy. Peek behind the curtain, ladies and gentlemen. This is George just saying this out loud. He's like,
yep.
Let me see if I can think of... I'm just going to be quiet for like a solid 30 seconds.
Solid 30 seconds.
And make Ryan think that my computer crashed again. Wait, this is the second time we're recording this because my computer crashed. And then we got like 20 minutes into another one.
And then his internet crashed.
This is actually the third time we've recorded this.
And I'm like, this is stupid.
Oh my gosh. Like, there's a billion of these things. There's a guitar thing. There's a guitar for one of the rock bands. There's a mother freaking DJ table. I forgot about that. Holy crap, DJ Hero.
Dude, there's the NES Rock and Roller.
What is that? Oh, there's also Rob. I guess Rob is kind of a peripheral.
Yeah. It's the Radical Action Controller for all your Nintendo games. So
Sounds terrible.
You would stand on it and like go back and forth. It's pretty much like a rocking chair, but for your feet.
What's the point?
Oh, man. I want this so bad. I didn't know it existed, but it's the PS2 Katana Soul Controller.
It's so dumb.
What? It's basically the same thing as a Wiimote, but it's for the PlayStation 2.
But it's not an actual katana?
Dang. No, it's just...
I saw some weeaboo carrying around like a... I just figured like... Seeing some weeaboo walking around looked like a fake katana, like... Yeah!
Well, I'm sure whoever did buy this, I hope they realize they wasted money.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They spent $190 on it.
$190?
Yes.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Why?
It had terrible motion controls, and the general idea of the controller is obviously you'd swing it around to attack.
What games could you use this on?
In Onomitsu 3.
There's one game.
I think that's it.
Oh my gosh. If you bought that game, you killed yourself probably. If you bought that...
That's what this article said, but I wasn't going to say it out loud. But yeah, pretty much they were like, if you bought this...
I'm not saying you should kill yourself. I'm saying you did. Because you spent $200 on a bad controller for one game. Holy crap. That's insane.
Yeah,
it was... $190. I was going to... Oh my gosh, I don't even know if I want to go back to... I was going to talk about... Oh my gosh, I think...
Yeah, this was back in 2004 too, man, so it was just like, you know...
Oh my gosh, that's insane. It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
I don't even know.
What were you going to say, though?
I was going to talk a little bit more about how DJ Hero was like the hardest game of all time.
No, it's not.
It's way harder than Guitar Hero.
Have you ever played Osu?
I don't even know what that is, so yes.
Okay. It's a rhythm.
Have you played Osu? What the? No. I have not played Osu. Have you ever played WarioWare for the Wii?
No. Why would I play that garbage?
That's game? A really good game, kid. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't like Wario. He's
but it's fun.
Creepy.
WarioWare is the greatest franchise that is as weird as WarioWare and that has Wario in it.
I mean, I do have WarioWare 4 on my 3DS.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. I got it because it's a long story. I'll tell it to you one day.
One day. But not today. Because today is the end of the podcast.
Ooh.
I just want to thank everyone for all the downloads we've been receiving lately. So, shout out to all you. Everyone, telling everyone about us. You can find me at Ryan Divisions. Find Jordan at Jordan?
Swaylock.
That'll be in the description because that's a really weird. It'll be in the description if you want to follow. You can follow the people who we use their song for our opening and closing at Heatley Brothers on YouTube and Twitter. That's 8-Bit Passion if you want to check it out. We can find us at YouTube, Google Play, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Pocket Cast, and probably other places.
Any other podcast out there.
Yeah, exactly. Just look us up at One On Me Podcast on those. Please rate, comment, subscribe, share, email, all that good stuff. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your parents, tell your God. I don't...
tell everybody. We've also been making a website, and if you want to check it out, it is public right now. We're probably going to tweak some stuff and whatnot.
The mobile version is god awful.
The mobile version is garbage, for the record. Anybody that wants to, but
the desktop is pretty good. We're going to put our podcast up there. We're going to put some articles that I'm going to write up there, hopefully some YouTube videos. So check that out. Tell us if you like it, if you hate it, why you hate it.
Exactly. You know, just interact with us. We always appreciate it. You can follow.
I just said
URL.
It. Yes.
The URL for the website is oneupmepodcast.wixsite.com/play.
We'll try to put that in the description as well, in the show notes.
We definitely will. So you can just click on it, and, you know, it'll pop right up on your whatever browser you use and whatnot. You can interact with us on Twitter at oneupmepodcast. You can use the hashtag play on or the hashtag oneupmepodcast to interact with us on there. We really appreciate any love, yes, any hate, any death threats, whatever you want to send.
Please don't send death threats.
We're open to it. Don't send death threats. But you can email us topics for the show at wannamepodcast@gmail.com. And as always, we love you guys. We appreciate you listening to us. We love feedback. And play on.